Home or away. Home or away. The only station that brings you live commentary of the Cornish Pirates. BBC Radio Cornwall.
That noise will tell you Gavin Cattle is leading out the Cornish Pirates. A guard of honour of mini juniors, children with flags, the Falmouth Marine Band, the Cadgwith Singers, TV cameramen, Pirates replacement players. Welcome the home team in their red, black and white shirts, black shorts and red, black and white socks onto the pitch. Puts the ball in, a more solid scrum from the Pirates this time. Cattle goes off the tail. Pirates attacking. It's going to be an opening try, is it? Surely, yes! Pirates get the first try after just 4 minutes of the game. We'll wait and tell you who the try scorer is in just a moment. I think it could be Grant Poynter.
It is Grant Poynter,
it is.
Dick.
Coming in off his wing at great pace there, colliding with the foot of the post. The referee right on the spot, and the Pirates lead 5-0. Rob Cook slots the conversion from in front of the post. London Welsh 7-0 down.
London Welsh dug out away to our right to a man shielding their eyes from the low sunshine as Davis, from an oblique angle, two paces, right-footed, strikes a ball. It looks a good kick. It is indeed a good kick. London Welsh back in the game. Pirates 7, London Welsh 3.
Out to Adjua. Adjua for the corner. Adjua for the try. And the Welsh have the lead, as Mr. Garner took a moment to consult with his touch judge. But London Welsh go into an 11-7 lead.
It's a good-looking kick again. It is a very good kick.
And London Welsh now lead 13 points to 7. Again stolen by the Welsh. And it's Denby. And Denby offloads as the Welsh bring play up to the 22. They got an excellent opportunity. Scott going for the corner. It's a second London Welsh try. And it's a second try coming from a Pirates error.
A hint of that going forward there. I think the officials might have actually been, well, out of view of that one. But then a drop goal from Ross. He slopped that over. It was a lazy kick.
Didn't look as if he was ever going to get over the crossbar. Everyone stood and watched it. The ground went quiet. It's over. It's 23-7 to London Welsh. It's all nicely under control. They're getting the drive on towards that Welsh line. Penalty try, says Mr. Garner, as he trots under the post. The London Welsh pack in absolute disarray there. John Mills, the skipper, trots across to the referee with his arms outstretched, but I don't think he could really have much in the way of an argument. Rob Cook slots the conversion as easy as you like from right in front of the sticks. We have got 40 seconds to go in the first half. The stadium clock has gone into overdrive on that far side of the field, and it is now Cornish Pirates 14, London Welsh 23. Tongo here doing just what you said the Pirates needed to do, Chris, hitting the line at pace, and he had a run in from about 40 metres out. Davis slots the conversion, and London Welsh are sitting pretty now. Cornish Pirates 14, London Welsh 30. Looking to offload here, it's picked up by Lewis, the centre. Lewis is going for the Newlingate corner. New Lewis is going to score. And a fourth try from the Welsh. The Pirates have been completely ambushed here. It's 35-14. And is the cup final over with an hour of the first leg played?
Davis out wide right here, about 5 metres in from touch. Strikes it. Good looking kick, right footed. Straight through the uprights. He really has missed absolutely nothing this evening. 37 points to 14.
All down well, good defence. Storer steps in, throws a lovely pass for a prop out to the left-hand side. Dave Ward on the charge down the left. He's got numbers out. It'll be a try for Phil Burgess in the scoreboard corner. Burgess dots down.
Conversion into Cook. Wide left.
Strikes it right-footed. The crowd behind the post like it. The touch judges like it. The scoreboard suddenly looks a little more likeable for the Pirates. Still 16 points adrift, though. Mr. Garner has a quick look at his watch. It's all over here at the Meadowfield. London Welsh have secured a superb and well-deserved victory here.